Welcome back to Daf and Death Psachim Daf Mem Tes. The first Mishnah, relevant to Erev Pesach this year, Tavshin Pei Aleph. Arba Asr Shachal Yos B'Shabbos. The 14th day of Nisan fell out on Shabbos. Mevarin Es HaKoyel Melefanei HaShabbos. Devar Remeir, Remeir says, you must do Bir Chametz before Shabbos. V'chamim Oimrim B'Zmanoi. Bir Chametz is the same as every other year. You do it B'Zmanoi on Shabbos. Now, if you destroy everything before Shabbos, according to Remeir, so what do you use on Shabbos to have Yesudis? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Bein Chulim, Bein Truma, you destroy on Erev Shabbos, Chutz Michtei Achilas Yel Shabbos, except for what you're going to need to eat on Shabbos. Avol Kol Masha Asit Levayer, Yevayer, whatever you're going to be Mevayer in the future, whatever you're going to have to make a beer on Erev Pesach, do that a day earlier and be Mevayer on Erev Shabbos, which is 2 days before Pesach. That is Shitas Remeir. And that is Rashi's explanation in Remeir. The Remeir says you only have to destroy what you're not going to eat, what's not necessary to eat for Shabbos. However, the Balamor argues in Rashi. Balamor says, Remeir holds, Yivayer everything, Hakil Mamish, before Shabbos. And he explains that Remeir is going to Shitasai. We learned on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Sarfin Mitchila Sheish, Remeir holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Ein bir chametz elas reifa. The din of bir chametz could only be niskayim by doing a maisas reifa. You can't do reifa on Shabbos. Therefore, you have to do the bir before Shabbos. The chachamim say, can be mevayer even on Shabbos, because they hold that bir can be done b'chol oifin, hashpasase b'chol davar. Whatever is left over on Shabbos, you are zayir leruach, but according to Remeir that says you only do sreifa, therefore he says you can't leave anything over on Shabbos. Shitas bal hamar, nothing could be left over for Shabbos. Why do the other Rishonim not hold the bal hamar pshat in Remeir that everything must be destroyed before Shabbos? Because they say that even Remeir holds that hashpasas is b'chol davar. And the Pnei Yeshua explains that the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon is only after the Zman Isser. Meaning, there was a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos on Daf Yud Beis, whether or not Rabbi Yehuda, who says Ein Bir Chametz Ela B'Sreifa, is only going after the Zman Isser, or even before the Zman Isser. Pnei Yeshua says that, according to Tosfos, that says that the whole Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon is only after the Zman Isser. So over here, Shabbos, today, is before the Zman Isser. Everybody agrees as Prasase B'chol Davar. And even according to Rashi, that says that the Machlokes is even before the Zman Isser, that's only an Erev Pesach that falls out during the week. But if it falls out on Shabbos where you can't burn it, Pnei Yeshua says that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that as Prasase is B'chol Davar. Now back to the Baal Amar for a second. According to the Baal Amar, that says that according to Remeir, you have to destroy every bit of Chametz before Shabbos, what are you going to eat on Shabbos for the Suda? Balamora says you have to eat matzah. Aye, we know there's an Isser to eat matzah in Erev Pesach. Balamora holds that's only from Chatzos and on. Although there's a machlokes Rishonim exactly from when it becomes Asher to eat matzah in Erev Pesach, Balamora is of the opinion that only after the Zman Isser of Chametz could you not eat matzah. But before the Zman Isser of Chametz, then Balamora says that you could eat matzah. And I saw brought as a right to the Balamor, the Gemara, Tanya, Belozer Bar Tzadok Omer, Belozer Bar Tzadok is bringing a raya to the third shita of the Mishnah, which says that Truma gets burnt, destroyed before Shabbos, and Chulin could have a beer on Shabbos. So the Braisa brings a story. Belozer Bar Tzadok says that one time his father Tzadok was in Yavne for Shabbos, and this Shabbos happened to be the 14th day of Nisan, which fell on Shabbos. And it says that Zunin, who was the Mamun of Rabbi Gamliel, Gamliel's Gabbai, came and said, Higiya eis levar es hachametz. The time came to mevar the chametz. V'halachti achar abo bi'anu es hachametz. And I went after my father, and we burnt the chametz. A raya to Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok. And the question is, how is this a raya to Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok more than Remeir? Remeir says also that you burn what's left over on Shabbos. According to Rashi, you'll have to save some chametz for Yesuda. So what's the raya? Must be, you see, like the Baal Hamar, that according to Remeir, nothing was left over. Everything was destroyed before Shabbos. And therefore you see, that since there was a beer, must be not like Remeir. Rashi is going to say, that although you had a little bit of chametz left over, the Lashon of Higiya Eis Levaras HaChametz seems like that was the time that beer chametz was supposed to happen. Rashi will hold that even according to Reb Meir, that you do leave over some food, some chametz to eat on Shabbos, but it's not the Zman Bir chametz. The Lashon of Egiyah, Eis Lavaris HaChametz is a Raya, not like Reb Meir. Have a wonderful day.